It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Welcome in to the studio with myself, Trevor Grady, and Noah Cassidy, bringing you guys some new facts today on this Tuesday afternoon.
So I'm going to do something on etiquette, and I think I'm going to do it on etiquette for the rest of the week, actually. Just going to be the etiquette week, I guess. I wish I'd have saw it on Monday because I got like a fact for every single day. I've got five of them. But that's just what. So tune in tomorrow for some more etiquette, little something, some interesting stuff about that. That's what I'm going to kind of do this week. So today's is, do you know where no elbows on the table while you're eating comes from?
I don't think so.
Nobody really knows. Yeah. So that's kind of a trick question. Nobody knows where it actually originated from. But for some reason, it is a common rule in most cultures that you're not supposed to eat with your elbows. So it's a reference. There's also a reference to this all the way back in the Old Testament in the Bible. So in the 16th century, there was a Dutch philosopher. His name was Arimus. He warned that only the weak in the older age or infirmed people should actually rest their elbows on the table. More recently, another researcher that kind of got into this, her name was Emily Post. She continues cautioning against it because apparently it's sometimes a show of intimidation or potential violence that you have your hands, I guess, kind of ready to do whatever you're needing to do, and that it is sometimes acceptable if you're engaged in like conversation at the table, but while food's at the table, you're not supposed to have your elbows on the table for whatever reason. And then even more modern, there's a lady, her name is Martha Stewart, as most people know who that is. She says that not only is it rude, but it actually also increases the likelihood of slouching. And so it actually hurts your posture as you're at the table eating. So there's a bunch of different people who have looked into this and thought about why do we actually not really want, it's like an etiquette thing of not having your elbows on the table. There's multiple reasons. Slouching, maybe look aggressive, and that apparently if you're old and infirmed out there, then you are allowed to have your elbows on the table as you eat.
Yeah, all right. That's a pretty good one. I guess I've never really thought about why. But yeah, those are some good reasons.
I never knew why either. It's just one of those things. But there you go.
I like it. All right. Well, did you know that out of the five Great Lakes in the U.S., that only Lake Michigan is completely within the United States?
Oh, I didn't even know Michigan was technically all the way in the United States either for some reason.
Yeah, so I kind of always thought that too, that like they all kind of touch Canada.
Yeah.
So the other four, Huron, Ontario, Superior, and what's the one with the E?
It just says Erie? Is it Lake Erie?
Yeah. Yep. Those all touch Canada, but Lake Michigan does not. So the Great Lakes border six Midwestern states, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, and Wisconsin, and then also two Canadian provinces, Ontario and Quebec. But Lake Michigan is the only one that does not touch any of those Canadian territories. And so the lake's name, Lake Michigan, actually derives from the Ojibwe word, Mishigami. Which actually means large lake. And so what I actually also didn't know is that the lake was named Lake Michigan first before Michigan was named the state.
No way.
Yeah.
So the state was actually named after the lake.
Yeah. So, because I was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But I always thought it was the other way around. Michigan is also often nicknamed the Great Lakes State since it's the only state to touch four of the five Great Lakes. So.
Well, since we kind of ran through this quick, I'm guessing I'm going to give everybody a fun fact about me and Michigan.
Okay.
Most of my family is actually my blood family, because technically I'm not what my last name is. I'm not an Altman. I'm a Cassidy, and which is why I go by Cassidy most of the time. And so most of that family is all from up there, from Michigan. And so that's where my family's from. And then there's a river, and I don't know the freaking river's name.
Yeah.
But it flows south and goes into it flows north, but it goes into Lake Michigan, and did a tubing trip on that. And it's insane how warm the water is in the river.
Really?
But as you get to the mouth of the lake, freezing cold. Like, instant change.
That's
it's
crazy.
The craziest thing in the world. So definitely if you're out there and you have a chance to take a tubing trip down the river that goes into Michigan, do it, because it's a pretty cool experience.
That's pretty cool. That's good stuff. Nice little ad lib there at the end about the Great Lakes and the Michigan area. All right, so learned something new today on the Did You Know Show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.